Just Curious.
Welcome to Just Curious Media. This is That's a Crime. I'm Jason Connell.
And I'm Sal Rodriguez.
All right, Sal, we are back with another crime.
Yeah, and this falls under heist, would you say? This is a heist?
Yeah, these are heists. You know, heist-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Heisty.
I like it because today we're breaking down the true crime story of the 30 masked thieves steal $300,000 of merchandise from Nordstrom store in 2023. That is a lot of loot, Sal, and that is a lot of criminals.
Yeah, that's a big group. 30 of them?
When I was a
young hoodlum, I could maybe wrangle about six of us at once. That's about it.
Six is a lot. Well, this is fascinating. There is a video accompanying this. And also, Sal, this is kind of a trend. I mean, maybe not the 30, but we have done one of these crimes before. You've heard about them as well. Some were happening during the pandemic when I was living in Los Angeles. So were you. There was also a lockdown in LA. There was looting. So that was one thing. Yeah. It kind of became, you know, people were taking advantage.
Yes.
But this is a new trend, which is crazy. And that's a lot of things to orchestrate. And also an impossible thing to stop being an employee at a store. And here comes a surge of people. And they're actually calling this, which I love the term, I was going to save it, but flash rob,
yes,
which is a play on flash mobs where,
yes,
30 or 40 or 50 or 100 people come into a store or do whatever. They could be in the middle of the street. They could go into Times Square. It doesn't matter. And people all in sync are doing something and all attention's on them. Well, this is like the dark version of that, Sal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A flash rob.
Yeah. I have to think, though, a couple things come to mind. First of all, it's hard for me to have a lot of, I don't know if the word is sympathy, but high-end corporate retailers, I'm not shedding tears exactly. I don't condone this behavior. They should have to face consequences. But, you know, it's not like they, stole from an orphanage. You know what I mean?
True, true. But let's delve into things. Some things to unpack here. It's kind of fun. This is on the lighter side, but it is a trend. So you could find your...
We just said light to us, not light to those retailers.
Oh, okay, true, true, true. I mean, no one was murdered.
That's
still bad. This is a lot of money. This makes costs go up for everybody. It's not a good crime. This isn't a pleasant crime, but it's not murder or something sadistic. However, Sal, you could be at a Target and there could be a flash rob and you could be like, what's happening here? So be on the lookout for this type of crime.
I will. I will look out for it.
So on August 12th, 2023, just after 4 p.m., a massive smash and grab took place at the Westfield Topanga Shopping Center in Canoga Park, California. Sal, I have been to this very shopping center on many of occasions, not part of a flash rob, but I know it well, and I'm sure you're familiar too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. As a matter of fact, the company Westfield, which I think is an Australian company, if I'm not mistaken,
could be,
bought up all the malls in the area. So I remember—
Cleaned them up. They look nice,
well,
by the
way. Remember when it was just called Topanga Mall.
Yeah, it was a crap. It's crap hole.
So Westfield came along, spruced things up a bit. And now I'm pretty certain that all the malls in the San Fernando Valley are all Westfield, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and they really are nice. They've done a good job. They have outdoor restaurants. They have nice grass. And they've done a very clean job because I moved out to Woodland Hills for a few years and went to this mall. I was like, oh, this is nice. I didn't expect it, okay? I was used to the Grove or the Americana. And it was like our Century Cities Mall. Very nice. Well, back to the crime. Around 30 to potentially 50, but it was 30 were confirmed on the LAPD website, but 30 to 50 individuals participated in the flash rob as they entered the Nordstrom store, creating turmoil and employing bear spray against the security staff. Now, Sal, that may sound harmless to some, but why don't you educate us on bear spray?
Well, you know, I did have to Google this, Jason, even though most of us, I myself included, am familiar with pepper spray. In fact, I have some pepper spray in my car. Mm. I keep some there. Actually, to be specific, pepper gel. I learned pepper gel is better than pepper spray. It has a more direct line of scope or impact or target, whatever. Anyway, pepper spray, I know about it. But bear spray... much more serious. Yeah, and I was surprised to read about this bear spray.
And you can't get it everywhere, by the way. In some states, you can't even order it.
Oh, I see. You can't just walk into a store and buy it necessarily.
Not in every state.
Depending on the state.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. I bet you can't get it in California. I bet you have to go to Montana.
I don't think you can. I don't think you can, actually.
You'd have to go to like a Shields in Montana, I believe, to get something like that. But bear spray is a deterrent made of red pepper oil. It inflames the eyes and upper respiratory system. If used properly, it can effectively deter an aggressive bear. The more widely known pepper spray is designed to temporarily incapacitate a human attacker, whereas bear spray contains a higher concentration of the active ingredient, making it the stronger spray, and is designed to be shot at a further distance from the attacker. So much more heavy duty to mess around with bear spray.
And these people are rolling up on the security staff just... they're not big bears, probably.
No.
So this has got to be very painful. More talk of how the security felt with their eyes and they were just incapacitated. Not good. I'm sure everybody's feeling it because if someone pepper sprays, I've been in a restaurant or a bar years ago and it's like, what's that? Mm. And pepper spray in one area of a restaurant or a bar gets over the whole area very quickly. And everybody's looking for cover. Imagine getting hit with it, especially this bear spray.
And then if you're in a kind of room that maybe has central air conditioning, it gets into the vents and you got to literally evac.
This is airborne.
You got to get out of the place.
So during the Nordstrom robbery, the large group of thieves donned masks and removed security devices from high-end clothing and other desirable items. Now, no one sustained injuries except for the security staff, but the perpetrators managed to escape with items valued more than $300,000. Sal, that is a whopping amount of money, merchandise. That's like well calculated. 30 people go in, 30 plus people go in, and you're coming out with over $300,000 of gear. Nordstrom's does have high-end items because it carries a lot of different brands, but like I'm astonished by this amount. Like, were they grabbing like Gucci bags? And I mean, that's unbelievable.
Well, obviously, this took a lot of orchestration and planning, most likely. So you could instruct each individual to take care of, let's say, 10,000. Your job is to take $10,000 of merchandise, and everybody takes 10,000. So yeah, 300,000 among 30 people makes total sense if everybody's just responsible for 10 grand.
Larry, what'd you get? I only got $100 worth of stuff.
You're out of the gang. He's out of the gang, man.
He's gone. Well, my question to you, Sal, and this is more on the lighter side, but how do they split this up? Like, you know, is this going to be, we'll wait, we'll let the storm go over, and then we'll start selling it on eBay or selling it somewhere, or are they just going to split it up? Like, what's that meeting like? And also, Sal, second to that, it's hard to keep another person quiet about a heist you got away with. Think of 30 people. Someone's going to like do a post or tell the wrong people. And like, I'm not going to be shocked if these people are found because of hearsay and people are like, oh yeah, we tracked your Instagram to an article of clothing that was taken. So I don't know how you keep this under wraps. I really don't.
I would imagine that as technology increases where people are able to put trackers.
Geolocate.
Yeah. The higher end the item, if you could stick that little, chip somewhere. You could probably find
the AirTag.
Stick a little chip inside of a $500 pair of jeans somewhere in the belt line. You know, that stuff could probably work. I think that we've learned by watching enough movies, Jason, that the way that the loot is split up is usually a gang like this, a group like this, will have a leader. The leader is brought all the loot. Everyone essentially gives the loot to the leader. The leader decides who gets what and divvies as they see fair and accordingly, I guess, based on your position and seniority and so forth.
This sounds like the mob.
Everything is mini mob. It was mob or mini mob or minier mob. That's all everything
This is the flash mob that does the flash rob. This is it behind the scenes.
In fact, most likely whoever orchestrated this, Jason, I'm willing to bet whoever was in charge, ultimately in charge, was not even there that day.
Yeah, I wasn't there. I knew you were going to say that. Well, let's look at a video of this in progress. It's just like a minute and it's kind of mayhem and you don't see anybody getting bear sprayed. Almost said pepper sprayed.
Thankfully.
Sprayed.
No, I wouldn't want to see that.
Thankfully.
Some poor security guard just standing there, earning $15 an hour, maybe losing his vision. That's unfortunate. That's not right.
That is a crime. That's another crime.
That's not right. You should be held accountable for that.
So let's cue this up real quick. Here we go.
Aside from the ruckus of the actual crime taking place, it's very quiet in there. To reference, if it were a movie, you'd hear like, hey, stop. Hey, get that guy. You'd hear the voiceover saying something.
Well, this was at some point in time, they'd already made their presence be known, went into action, and someone probably just grabbed a quick 1 minute of this thing that probably went on several more minutes. And yeah, I've seen some where they're yelling at the people and the staff doesn't know if they should intervene or not. But listen, the staff members aren't paid enough to try to stop this, right?
No, they're just not. Jason, you worked retail for a time, didn't you?
No, but I've been around it a lot.
Okay. They say every retailer is going to tell their employees you are not to attempt to, accost these people, physically prevent, don't. Just let them go. They tell them just to let them go.
Yeah, that's what the security guards are for. But even they're going to be overwhelmed by this. It's like, it's no winning. You don't know who's got what on them. And all this stuff isn't yours. You're not guarding it with your life. This isn't your own little personal store. So you just step aside. But, people get confused, or if they're in there knocking over like customers or staff members and it becomes a safety issue, you might have more people crossing lines. Mm. But thank goodness that didn't happen. They were there with a specific goal around 4 o'clock and they executed on that for sure.
Yeah.
Now, in response to this incident, Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass expressed strong disapproval, I would hope, and emphasized the need for accountability. She said the following.
Those who committed these acts and acts like it in neighboring areas must be held accountable. The Los Angeles Police Department will continue to work to not only find those responsible for this incident, but to prevent these attacks on retailers from happening in the future. By the way, she is a new mayor, only in office now a few months, superseding Garcetti, I think it was.
Yeah, Garcetti. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So well said, and it's true, and this is a problem. So now, as if this wasn't enough.
Oh.
The following day, an incident unfolded at the Nike community store on Whittier Boulevard in Los Angeles.
Mm.
Now, this was not 30 people.
No.
It was a mere 3 people. 2 women, 1 man. They entered the store shortly after 5:30 p.m. and embarked on a brazen spree in which they stole shoes, bags, and other various items valued at around $1,000. So, Sal, they're underneath their quota from this gang here, this flash rob.
Well, there is.
But it's a lot.
My understanding is that if you steal up to a certain amount, it's a misdemeanor. I think as long as you steal,
it used to be the case.
Yeah,
like $5,000 or something.
Something like that. Like you just steal like $4,995. And it's a misdemeanor instead of a felony. Yeah, but $1,000 between 3 people. So what is that? Like just under $400 of merchandise each. What's that? Maybe 4 pairs of shoes each?
Could be. $333 each.
It's very interesting that it's 2 women
2
and
girls
1 man.
And 1
yeah,
guy.
That's a very interesting combination.
Yeah. And so if 3 or even 1 went in and tried to pull this shenanigan, that's where I could see a staff member, a manager, or another employee, or sorry, a customer say, I don't know where this is escalating to, and they may get involved, even with 3. The minute you have this huge, ridiculous flash situation, no. But yeah, they're probably in and out of there, very calculated, looking over their shoulder, 2 women, 1 man, and they're out. But very unique. Not the first time. People are hitting Apple stores all the time because Apple has those tables with a lot of merch that you can come in and play with, right? And they're going in there and just snapping that off the little security cords. Although those items aren't like the high-end items and they're all trackable.
Yeah, I was going to say, can you actually use those?
We don't know, but I'm sure Apple's like, yeah, go ahead. A, it's like been out there forever and they're not going to sell that display model anymore. And B, all their stuff's trackable. And that usually leads them to a bigger score. They're probably like, take it Yeah, just take it. Trojan horse. Just take it. And it leads them back to the, you know, the den where there's a lot more stuff. And then they go in and confiscate it all.
Jason, I can only imagine that if you were to actually try to steal iPads and iPhones, the only logical thing I would think you could possibly do is to take them out of the country. And maybe you can use them out of the country, but not in the States. I don't think so.
I'm not sure. I'm not going to test that, Sal. I'm not going to test it. So as if that wasn't enough, there's another thing. That's two wasn't enough because we figure stop. No. Both of these incidents on August 12th and August 13th were in the wake of another crime, which happened on August 8th, 2023, at the Yves Saint Laurent store. And actually, I have some cologne of YSL in my bathroom, but not from a shopping heist.
Fancy.
At the Americana at Brand Shopping Center in Glendale, California.
Yep, been there.
Sal, very aware of this place too. I lived in Glendale before the Americana was built.
Sure.
And when I was living in the area, the Americana was born. And it's beautiful. It's just like the Grove, same owners. Same kind of vibe, outdoor fountains and just beautiful stores. And I know that area. It's so nice. And they hit this place. And Glendale's tough, man. Let me tell you, Glendale's not Los Angeles as far as police.
No.
They have their own force and they're very particular and they run that city just a little tighter, I would say. LA's sprawling. Glendale's like, yeah, well, I mean, I never would get pulled over, right? And I used to go to a gym there just off brand before Americana, 24-hour fitness. And before I had an SUV, now I've only had SUVs since then, but I had a pretty good tent job. I brought the car from Oklahoma. Cop pulled me over in Glendale. And just because he wanted to check the tent and said, you know what? It's a little too dark. I'll let you go. And I was just like, what the heck? Yeah. Made sure no funny business was going on in the tinted cars. Like, I'm just going to the gym. So they run a tight ship over there, and I'm sure they're not happy about this, but please chime in before I tell you about this particular crime. It's a quick little tidbit, but...
Well, Jason, because we're at this point in space and time, let me just give a little bit of background since you mentioned Glendale.
Yes.
Glendale and neighboring cities, Burbank
and Pasadena.
Yeah. Are in LA County, but are not part of Los Angeles City. They are their own cities indeed. Burbank, its own city, Glendale, its own city, Pasadena, its own city. And then there are other places like that within the county that are separate from the city of Los Angeles. They didn't want to be a part of the city of Los Angeles. And speaking of the Americana was built by Caruso. I forgot his first
Caruso.
Name.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Caruso built the Americana and the Grove. He is a commercial developer, and he recently ran for mayor and was defeated by our own Karen Bass, who we referenced today.
Yeah. And then I think he's building, or at least when I was still there 2 years ago, two plus years ago now, I think he's going to do another mall somewhere. That's what I was heard. Was it like out in the Palisades? There was this talk, and I could see another one like this.
They are nice. I got to admit. I mean, I'm
very nice.
You know me. I'm like Mr. Anti-Corporate. But when you get there, it is pretty cool. They got nice fountains and everything. It's a nice place.
Now, according to Glendale Police Department, shout out. They're tough. They run a tight ship over there. It was also a flash rob with about, bear with me here, 30 individuals, thieves, and they got away with around $300,000. Sal, does that sound familiar?
Yeah. You know, you could do the face matching technology now, can't you? Yeah, you can match up, see the same faces in the same
places.
They were
masked, though.
Oh, you know what you can tell? You can tell by the way they walk. They say everybody has a distinct voice. Everybody has a distinct walk, and you can actually identify people by their individual walk. They're doing it in China.
There you go. Well, this is crazy. August 8th. The other one was on August 12th. So, of course, I mean, 4 days later, why wouldn't that same crew that did it here so effectively go cross town?
Sure.
And to Canoga Park and do it again.
Yeah. We did a play a year and a half ago. We had a play. Everything went great. The play went great. Hey, let's do a couple more performances. How about that?
Yeah. But those blew. No, I'm just kidding.
Those are terrible. We got arrested at the end.
It's terrible. Well, there you go. I mean, this is a new trend. And good or bad? No, it's terrible. It's bad. I don't want to be around one. Sal, if you find yourself at Target and one breaks out, this may be your chance to hit the toy area. Hey, I'm just looking out here. No, this is really not a good thing. It's just going to have a negative impact on the cost of goods. It's never good. This is not going to come out good. And eventually it's going to escalate where a store is ready for it, not just take whatever, and they're going to lock them in. There's going to be a counter to this. You know, if they feel a flash rob coming, they just close all the gates. I mean, you could do something.
Well,
there'll be a fight back somehow.
But Jason, there's something that we haven't talked about either on this episode or on other episodes of That's a Crime. And that is the whole idea of an inside job. You know, someone on the inside tipping you off when security is going to be there, when they're not going to be there, when they know cops are there, when they know cops are not there, when that one manager's there, when the manager's not there, the perfect time to strike. Unfortunately, in incidences like these, after they occur, you have to go back into your own crew, poke around and see that maybe somebody on your team knew one of these suspects that committed the flash rob.
We did give those 30 people the day off.
They're all employees. That would be funny.
That's very strange.
What a way to go on strike.
Yeah. Well, Sal, that's all I got. Anything else to add before we say goodbye? And we also have something special
near the end
of this episode. So
I do hope everybody's caught. I'm imagining these are a bunch of young juvenile delinquents. I'm imagining young people. It's always young people, Jason. It's not like 50, 60-year-olds doing this sort of thing. Always young people. I hope that they are apprehended. And I hope that the security guard that was hit with the bear spray is okay.
Yes.
I hope they have no vision problems.
Yes.
I hope that everything's fine and they're able to be a security guard yet another day or honestly, probably quit. I mean, because look, you're risking your safety for this stuff that's probably ultimately insured. Let's face it.
That's
so
true.
Yeah, be careful out there.
Well, like you said, how they can spot people from the way they walk. It didn't look like 70-year-olds were doing this cocoon style.
No.
Unless it was cocooning after they got the effects of swimming with the alien pods and then they were like kids again. But still, no, it was probably a younger group. And listen, this is going to make them even more daring. Even if this wasn't the same crew, and it probably is, or at least some people are the same, why not keep pushing the envelope?
Sure.
So this is, 4 days later, give it some time, hit something else. But we shall see, Sal. This isn't the last of these.
No. I think we'll be seeing these youngsters
for
again.
For sure.
We will.
For sure. And that covers the true crime story of the 30 masked thieves steal $300,000 of merchandise from Nordstrom store in 2023. This is now an exciting new feature to That's a Crime. We've done it the last so many episodes. And we go back in the library of That's a Crime and we spotlight an old episode because it's easy to say, check out our other episodes, blah, blah, blah. But now we're spotlighting and that gives you some homework or at least something to go like, oh yeah, I will go listen to that. So Sal, please do the honors this episode of the spotlight that you have chosen.
Yes, Jason, this was my choice. One of my personal favorites, episode 5, Movie Theater Manager Sells Blow from 2020. Jason, I've always loved the title alone. I love.
I went back and forth with cocaine or blow, and blow is just funnier.
This is
more of a funny crime. Yeah, I remember this one well. This was one of the first ones we were transitioning to this style of telling something newer because when That's a Crime started, it was like, historic crime. It's like, well, there's also a lot of crimes happening and they're eye-catching, much like this title, and they're interesting. So we became more timely and then we work in classic crimes. But this one, I remember it vividly because I also worked in a movie theater for a long time. I didn't sell blow. That didn't happen. But the fact that this manager was selling blow, which doesn't say in the title, and I also thought about putting that in there, but it's in the story, in the popcorn bags.
Ooh.
Like you would come in and be like, yeah, I'll take extra salt.
Exactly.
And I'm like,
wink, wink.
And then it was undercover cop. And this thing, things escalated from there. But please go check it out. Episode 5, Movie Theater Manager Sells Blow from 2020. A real classic, Sal. A real classic indeed. We recorded this on May 14th, 2021. Sal, time flies when you're having fun creating That's a Crime episodes.
Jason, I'm realizing that was like height of COVID shutdowns.
Height of COVID shutdown. It didn't shut us down, buddy.
No.
It didn't shut us down.
Absolutely not. No, you, uh, Yeah, I remember you're like, we got a podcast. I'm like, you're like, what are you doing? I'm quarantining. What do you mean? What am I doing? You're like, come on, man. We got to get the band back together.
Well, that covers it all, Sal. Great job. And any last thoughts before we sign off?
Well, yeah, now that we're talking about movie theater manager sells blow, Jason, mark my words, I bet you they're going to make that into a motion picture. Probably something like some sort of James Franco type of, or what's the other, like Seth Rogen, some sort
definitely
of Seth Rogen
could.
Movie.
Or the next Seth Rogen as they mature and do different work. But yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if this was a 5-picture deal or a hit Netflix series at some point in time.
I'll be ready.
So thank you so much for listening, and please be sure to subscribe to the That's a Crime podcast and the That's a Crime YouTube live channel. You can also really help us by giving the show a 5-star rating on Apple Podcast.
And for all you listeners that enjoy sharing your thoughts, you can leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, send us a direct message, or post a comment on any That's a Crime social media platform.
We also highly recommend checking out our other podcast and visiting justcuriousmedia.com.